Blog Talk Radio.
Latin Fever Friday, it's your boy GQ. Let's go, baby. Cool.
I'ma show these monkey face new niggas how to rhyme.
How y'all want it, yo?
Oh, they want metaphors? I can do that.
Hey, yo, I got that.
You want styles?
I got that.
I can do that too.
It's too bad.
I'ma show these niggas I'm an OG and what it means for real. Hey, yo, I learned individual. Hey, yo, I learned all criminals. I am back like a nigga never left. And yes, I'm hot like I got thing prepped. And these niggas whack. Plus, they phony. I get cheese, just call me macaroni. Betty. Roller coaster, I could be turned to bipolar. I am a prophet, dimes, I don't copy. Mr. Williams, love.
the young rocket. I just rhyme, rhyming to my rep top. I got good, so keep your little test drop. My hood, what like sling the game. And they break up the rock like Dame and Jimmy. What? What the fuck you wanna say? Got me riding one way, down the wrong way. I am Marcus Garvey. We invented, we persisted. If I said it, then I missed it. But I don't wanna try to get fingerprinted. You resist it, I get lifted. Drunk and twisted, high intention. Don't you miss it, so consistent. No, we got a track back, I know you missed it. And I am over that reggae thunder. My old aura and new aroma. I'm back and feel so good. New York kills the tail, it's all good. I lost weight like Oprah, just to get my city back where they supposed to. We will rock you. We will pop you. I feel fresh from the womb, feeling like the man again, so make doom. My elephant's in the room, and the CD usually drop around June.
Whatever it takes.
Not what y'all wanna do, huh? It's the great
you. Now why the clear face? Tell us what fellas is damn late. Trying to find a place to recline, shine my face under the sun where it's warm. Running with pun till I'm gone. That's word is born on my mom. That's the squad motto. Got beef, we call Raul. Dar un trago. He go to war with a bottle. Simple as that. Flip out the Mac and cripple a cat. Rip through your back tissue with any pistol I pack. Physical rap means we live the lyrics. Longest niggas spirits, you can never entirely disappear us. We the realest you ever gon' see. In all honesty, ain't another brother that's hotter than me. Modesty will get you nowhere, that's why I go there. Like letting you know where to buy the new Fat Joe gear. 560, only the squad ride with me. Unless you a bad boy, you roll with Pump Diddy. It's my city and everything in it. Ain't a thing rented, it's my Benz if you see me in it. We invented flooding the watch and running the spots. That's why I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Dog, we ain't running streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car warning in the Benz Jeep. Rolling deep with the thong guy. I put the chrome in your car. Adios to mañana. Dog, we ain't running streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car warning in the Benz Jeep. Rolling deep with the thong guy. I put the chrome in your car. Adios to mañana.
You better slide to catch the time aside. Ain't no match for Joey Crack. I'm blowing back off the other side. Brothers died and mothers cried and waste. These are the brakes. Curtis, blow your head off like Jay. Just take heed and read between the lines. Ain't no GMIs. Player haters never want to see me shine. Up in the Ranger in the Lex Coupe. Rocking the fresh suit with dress shoes. On my way to Les Boos. Let's choose what life you'd rather live. On the streets, having kids. Or living mad, sweet and lavish cribs. Fixed marriages for my kids. Six carrots on my whiz. Exotic talking parrots on my wrist. It ain't shit for sex, money, and drugs. Two thugs for slugs and rap bodies and rugs. What the fuck, yo, crack? Twist your cap back. Leave your heart rate flat. One terror squad attack.
We start, we ain't running streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car warning in the Benz Jeep. Rolling deep with the thong gotta. I put the chrome in your gotta. Adios to mañana. We start, we ain't running streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car warning in the Benz Jeep. Rolling deep with the thong gotta. I put the chrome in your gotta. Adios to mañana. We start, we ain't running streets. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car warning in the Benz Jeep. Rolling deep with the thong gotta. I put the chrome in your gotta. Adios to mañana. Now you can't sleep 10 deep. Car warning in the Benz Jeep. Rolling deep with the thong gotta. I put the chrome in your gotta. Adios to mañana.
Deep, put the chrome in your car. Adios to mañana. What's good? It's your boy GQ holding it down. They're live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. doing a 2-hour V-Day, Friday the 13th, Latin Fever Friday. Holding the fuck down. This weekend is the love weekend. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio, where we will be holding it the fuck down. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. We'll be taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 9 p.m. Hey. I'm looking at my cat. This nigga, make sure I use the bathroom in the right area. Yeah. You're taking a piss. That's why I like cats. They're so clean. Anyway. I'll put some background music on. This is the day we'll be preferring everybody, you know, ladies. Men. Letting them know what to do and what not to do for Valentine's Day. You don't want to get your girl a fucked up gift. You don't want your man to, you know, be pissed off. Like, you gotta be smooth about it. You know? There's all types of things out there you can do for your spouse. But fellas, let's not forget, you got to do more for them than they do for us. Why? I'll tell you why. Because this is more like a female's type of holiday. You know what I mean? Can't really fall out like that because, you know, this is a female type of sport. So you gotta be smooth about it. Can't be doing stupid shit. And get her the right thing. So we're gonna go deeper into shit. We're gonna hit you off with, you know, like all types of Spanish artists and Spanish news, Valentine's Day news. And shit like that. So being considering the fact that this is a Latin prep V Day, I'm gonna play some old smooth crybaby reggaeton type shit. I actually wanted to come home and download a bunch of Fat Joe shit and all that. I didn't have time to do that. But it's cool. It's what it is. I'm out of it right now. I'm tired of this shit. But we're going to get into the music. We're going to start off by putting this smooth-ass, cry baby, I want you back type music right here. If I can find it. Alright, here we go. This right here, this shit is a smooth. I mean, I was listening to this shit, I didn't know what the fuck they were saying. When I found out what they were saying, I was like, yo, this shit right here is smooth. Keep it like this is Don Odomar. Velvet, or whatever the fuck. It's your boy GQ, let's go.
Caigo en un abismo de cualquiera salir, por favor.
Welcome back. It's your boy GQ. You got an hour and 19 minutes left on this Latin spicy about albaldo. It's not adobo. Adobo. I said albaldo. What kind of fucking bullshit was that? On this adobo Latin fever spicy night. It's Friday. Friday the 13th, I might add. The station that you speak your mind, listen to 4 of NYC's funniest, angry, mad, roastful, smooth, angry bastards 5 days a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air somebody out on our famous own roast. Enrique Iglesias says, Anna Kournikova is pregnant. Here we go again. Enrique loves to play around with the press. He'll make things up, agree to nonsense, or simply say stupid crap and have everyone believe whatever he says. And we fall for it each time. This time he told some reporters that girlfriend Anna Kournikova is indeed pregnant. believe it or not believe. Who knows? Who gives a fuck? In Cerro, Mayor and Isabella Camille marrying in April. What is going on with that? They've been together for quite some time and even have a daughter together. So it's always been expected that Sergio Mea and Isabella Camille would be married. Well, the couple has finally announced that they are trying the knot. They're tying the knot on April 25th. And they are holding the ceremony in a barn. Yes, you heard right, a barn. Hey, it's their wedding. So they get to choose. Plus, it would be so much cheaper than a luxury hotel. Congrats to this hot couple. Yeah, congratulations. So, indeed, they have their little, you know, their honey-to-be. You know, that's cool. So, congratulations to y'all. Hope y'all enjoy. Hope y'all enjoy your shit, you know, because it's going to be a bumpy ride, that's all I have to say. Marriage ain't no joke, but, you know, it's smooth when you're with somebody you love. I mean, when you're with somebody you love, then it's smooth. Let's continue on these Latin gossip, Latin news, Latin music. Everything's Latin today. I don't know where the fuck that came from. And now, more LG news, other known as Latin Gossip. Oh, shit. I'm tired of motherfucking. Ay, 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 ay. I was in New York. I would say the Ola was still back. If the Ola was back, I'd just call it the Ola, the little chat line. No, Spanish people. Flex says hi to Latin gossipers. Flex surprised us by making this video for all of the LatinGossip.com readers out there. You must watch this. Some of you are going to especially like this one. Okay, let me get my shit together. Let me turn this background off. And let's see what the fuck this guy is talking about. This is a video about sex, people. Let's go. Alright, we're experiencing some technical difficulties, so you know, when I have the video, then you people will have it. Hold on, let's see if it's gonna actually gonna. Alright, there we go. Alright, here we go, people. Hold on, people. It's coming. Okay, it's, I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's like maybe my computer's just fucking slow as shit. So I guess I'm just gonna have to move on. Wait a minute. You must watch the video. Click here to watch it. Alright. Hold on. Come the fuck on. Alright, now. Some responses to Flex says, hi to Latin gossipers. Flex gave me a shout out. My life is now complete. Faint. Looking good, by the way, Flex. Oh, Lord. Let me just have you fuck up with this fucking video, man. Alright, here we go. I ain't seen numbers before, so it's buffering. So it's coming along, people. It's coming along. So let me just fucking, I guess, play like a quick track real quick. By the time the track is over, we'll be back in the building. I need to get some sleep. I'm fucking knocked the fuck out. Oh, man.
Excuse me.
Remix.
I think y'all need to bring a little bit of every type of liquor over here to the table, every bottle. We got Weezy, Bust, Pain, and Jamie Foxx over here.
Got you feeling loose, yeah. Blame it on the throne. Got you feeling thrown.
Mommy see me, and now she stepping to the bar because she knows she need me. Yeah, her favorite song's on, body so appealing, and she's sipping on me because she knows she need the feeling.
Right.
I make her feel good. She call me Tron Silver, gotta have me in her body. Yeah. No matter if it kills her, I get up in her body. I'm kinda like a coach, boo. Mommy feeling proper, body moving like it's supposed to.
No.
When I'm in her, I make mommy wanna dance more.
Yeah.
Now she dancing like she's f***ing on the dance floor.
Yeah.
She moving like she wanna break them all.
Uh-huh.
I keep her hot and sweaty till she wanna take it all. Baby girl, you better sip slow.
Yeah.
I'm dangerous when the bottle starts to get low.
Yeah.
But shorty's knocked out from having a ball. Just blame it on the alcohol.
Blame it
yeah.
on the
cup. I watch the ice sink. She's sipping all night on some shit that's like pink. You know what they say, you're all what you drink. But baby, I gotta be Louis XIII. And I can talk to her when nobody here. I lick her so good, she don't go around beer. Yeah,
DJ White Owl. White
Owl. Shawty got class. Shawty got class, so she poured me in the glass. Hey, Shawty take me to the head. One more shot of me and Shawty be dead. The shot of your love drone. She need a designated driver cause she loves drone. Hey, that bartender, what's your name? Let me buy this woman a bottle of Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Welcome back. I'm not filming the show right now because it's like my computer's extra fucking small. I'm extra slow. I don't know what the fuck is going on. This shit is pissing me the fuck off. This video I don't want to fucking play. That's what I'm talking about. Alright, there we go. Damn, took me fucking forever. I don't know what the fuck is going on. We're just having some technical difficulties right now. So all I'm going to do right now is just play. Hopefully I can find a Spanish track where it's just playing reggaeton for like.
Hemos recibido de la evolución de Matic Ten, que ya se encuentra en todas las tiendas del planeta. De verdad que muchísimas gracias. Quiero saludar también de manera muy, muy importante a Cody, a Lannis, también a Steven Buckley, también a Nina Latina, que también está, tú sabes, ahí reportando siempre, también a Jenny, a The Real Gifane, a Roxy, a Neida. También saludos a Alexa, Sandra Jordan, a Electro Bobo.
No one, man. It's just pissing me off. I mean, I'm not really in the mood to be doing a radio show. I'm not at all. Tired as shit. I'm not really in the fucking mood. And then out of that, my crew ain't even here. What kind of shit is that? Does it make any sense? Nah, it doesn't. Not at all. Bullshit. But man, y'all just gonna have to fucking wait. I mean, if y'all wanna listen, just hang the fuck up, man.
Para Eddie Dorada, okay? So, un abrazo para todos ustedes, y me lo bendiga, y so, gracias por estar aquí, ya tú sabes, en Latin Gospel. Como que está el flow, puro flow.
Call it on the air.
You try getting a real job, huh?
Yeah, man, I'm pissed off today, man. I don't got it today for some reason, man.
What's the matter?
Fucking crew ain't even here and shit. Told you dumb motherfucker to be here. Oh, yeah, we'll be on. Fucking assholes ain't even on. fucking computer slow as shit, and it's Friday the 13th, and I didn't get a chance to see the fucking Jason movie at 12 midnight like I wanted to.
Just find some fat white girl.
Find some fat white girl.
How about the gimpy Puerto Rican that you knew from New York?
We don't talk anymore.
Not, was it the fake leg that kind of turned you away?
No, that she was Dominican.
Oh, don't they eat cats?
Huh? Don't they eat cats? Don't they eat cats? Nah, then they eat penguins and some shit like that.
Huh.
Although, I don't know how they eat penguins. There's not a motherfucking penguin anywhere to be found in Dominican Republic.
They take pigeons and call them penguins. They tape their legs together so they waddle.
Oh, shit. Ryan Stay Puff live on Angry Bastard Radio. Yo, y'all at the station over there?
Huh?
Y'all at the station over there?
Yeah. How many listeners we got here?
I just checked. We have 110.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Any of those listeners want a fat white guy to come over and clean him like a little kitty cat with his rough tongue?
I mean, a lot of my callers, they actually like, you know, big guys. I mean, you look like you're losing weight, man. You got to gain some more pounds in order to be considered a fat motherfucker.
A lot of dudes calling the show or what?
Nah, actually, we have a lot of females. I mean, we get a couple of dudes. We get the prank calls, you know. One guy called yesterday talking about he's tired of these damn Mexicans coming in, taking jobs and shit.
Mm-hmm. Another guy. What are you, probably fucking Debbie cakes?
Some little Debbie cakes and shit.
Yeah.
You know, promise to, you know, take them out to eat.
Yeah.
To a buffet, of course. Because I'm not, you know, going out to no fucking Red Lobster or nothing. It's got to be a buffet.
What do you promise them? Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew, fucking right.
Mellow Yellow.
I'm looking for a girl to mount and do.
Yeah. You're really going to find it on Angry Bastard Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio. Angry Bastard. When Angry Bastard. Ace Money was asking about you, man.
Ace?
Yeah.
What's he doing? Living off of somebody?
Yeah, hold on. I'll call him on Freeway. Hold on. That shit is funny. Looking for a girl to mount and do.
I got all the jibs.
I'm still looking for. I gotta get this Virgin mobile phone so I can do some prank calls.
Look your fat ass up.
I got somebody on the phone looking for your fat ass.
Nobody looking for me. That'd be a bitch, not a bitch nigga.
Well, you're easy to find.
Fucking rat. Fuck is up.
You hear Puff in the background.
your boy's really going big here on the radio.
Huh?
Your boy's going big time on the radio here. You hear him?
Yeah, he actually got three listeners tonight.
I know.
Fuck you. How motherfuckers put us on hold on the radio?
Wow. It's crazy, right?
So what's going on over there, Ace?
Hey, man, I'm living, man. I'm trying to get rich.
He's trying to be rich. He's a fucking top flight now, you know.
There's like party promotions. I don't know what he's talking about.
This pesky
two-liter
guy over here. Called you a mall cop, dog.
Hmm?
Called you a mall cop.
I don't worry about fucking mall. I do party promotions. That's that.
You stealing 15-year-old kids' cigarettes outside the mall?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, how's the guys treating you out there, right?
What's that?
How's the guys out there treating you?
Big dicks down here.
Oh, man. Fuck you, man.
That's just okay.
Go big or go home, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That's what you say every time you slug down another piece of pie. Go big or go home.
$9 an hour. Let's do it. $9 an hour. That shit is funny. Y'all motherfuckers is fucking assholes. When y'all coming back up here?
I don't know, next month.
Next month. So what do you think about the big Spanish bitches? Like, you know, is that a plus? Are there big Spanish bitches down there?
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, I don't know, man. I thought everyone had to be physically fit down there.
You were supposed to be coming down. I thought you would save up some of that Pepsi money and get down here.
I mean, my vacation is May 11th.
Trade in some of those fucking bottle caps and get down here.
Sell a couple of plastic bottles to a corner near you.
Yeah, take them up to New York and have that Dominican walk the cart around, the one with the gimp.
I'm glad Ace ain't hear that shit. Oh, man, motherfucker had jokes for days. All right, so what's going on down there May 11th?
May 11th?
Yeah.
May 11th.
The week of May 11th.
Are you going to fly down?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, but yeah. All right, fuck that. No, hold on. No. I got one of my family members works for Amtrak, so I can just take a fucking train for free.
I was going to say, make sure you wear your seatbelt.
Yeah, fuck that.
So that's a Monday, the 11th?
Yeah, that's the 11th, Monday?
Yeah,
I'll probably come down Monday. And then leave, come back Friday or whatever.
Hello?
Come back Saturday.
Yeah. Who's that?
Yo, Ace, take a week off. We're going down and visit these motherfuckers. May 11th.
A week?
Yeah, nigga.
Shout out to the one listener on the show right now. Ace wasn't listening. He just called him.
That motherfucker listening now. I told you I got 100 plus.
Who's
right, motherfucker?
One person listening?
Yeah, you really have only one person.
Vanilla Smile.
Nah, I just tell you, I got 100 plus listeners.
Who?
Yeah,
there's
I got 100.
Looking at the screen. 100 plus. Right. Vanilla Smile. Hey, Wendy, what's up?
You got the haters, dog.
Hang on.
Yeah. Hey, yo, you going out? Ah, oh, damn, it's Friday. Fuck it, never mind. I'm about to say, yo, you going out to the spot, but it's fucking Friday. You going to the spot tomorrow? Yeah, you got to go to the spot every Thursday. He says it's real niggerish out there.
I'll pass.
Yeah, no, I don't think rap be able to talk to this crowd now. Remember how you shitting on motherfuckers before?
Yeah.
I don't think you be able to shit on the people that go to the spot now, man.
You want to bet? Did I ever care before?
No, you didn't.
I did it at Chrome. I did it at Flow. I picked on Diamond McNabb. You think I give a crap?
You picked on Diamond McNabb?
Yeah.
What'd you say to him?
Hold on.
I don't know. The usual shit. Stop throwing at people's feet on the microphone. You know, crap like that.
Did you say something about him throwing up on the field?
Well, you know, I'm a real tough guy, so I do that stuff.
And what did he say?
What could he say?
Yo, you know that DJ Airworm shit? It's like a bunch of fucking songs mixed together.
What about it?
It's the best of 2008. That shit is pretty smooth.
Yeah, is that a hot banger? What's that song called?
I'll tell you one thing. The Sloppy Station, 96.5, they actually play that a lot. It's DJ Airworm, the best of 2008.
Yeah. They play that down here.
The Sloppy Station.
Do they play that song up there? I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat? Hell no, they don't play that shit. What is that?
Get on that. It's like requested like crazy down here.
I'm on a boat. I will be downloading that shit right now.
Who's
it by?
Incredibad.
Incredibad.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Is it even worth it?
Yeah, bump that in the Gallant.
Oh, really? Bass? I'm gonna have to check that shit out. Did you get it off of that site, or did you actually, you know?
It's good. It's good. Where's Ace? Tell him to bump it in his boombox.
Oh, man, this guy, every time he comes up here, he's always asking about you. I told you the last message.
I met you.
The last message, he was like, yo, tell Ace I'm in town, and I'm looking for him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Too busy hiding in Fountain View.
Oh, shit.
No, I moved.
Where are you living at now?
He lives in Camden.
I got a house in Sicklerville. Raheem lives with his mother. He got evicted.
Yeah, all right. Believe that shit if you want, dog.
Don't say that. Vanilla Smiles might hear you and never listen again.
Yeah, Vanilla Smiles. who's Vanilla Smiles?
Vanilla Smiles.
Yeah. Yo, man, these guys are fucking assholes. When's the last time you talked to Kevin, all of them? And Joe Black.
Huh?
Joe Black.
Joe Black's married.
Ah, Lord. I guess he fell off the charts.
Kevin Kev's the producer of the Elvis Duran Morning Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you guys going to be staying in Florida, or are you guys actually coming out here?
Come up there and do what?
Be born of our mind?
I get the spot on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
Make some noise! Cricket.
Yeah, pretty much. I haven't been there, but, I mean, Ace told me that it's very, he said there's actually more girls there, but it's more Philly chicks. So it's like a transit nightclub now.
Yeah, go have a Henny and Coke, huh?
Oh, and I'll tell you some fucked up thing about it. We was going to go to Adelphia's the other night, but we actually called up to ask, you know, what was the dress code, and the chick, I didn't hear it, but Ace said that the chick said, okay, all right, thank you, have a nice day, boy, and then hung up.
Not bad. Wow.
Yeah. I don't think that's what she said, but he swears up and down
that's
what she
like
said.
That's like immediate callback. That's when you call back and harass her. Did you go to Adelphia's?
No, I haven't been to Adelphia since you guys were there.
Oh, wow. 2 years ago?
Yeah. But it's like, I heard that they got rid of E&J because they didn't want, you know, black people up in there. And the dress code, you can't wear all white sneakers. Like, it's fucked up.
What do you want to do? Put a PlayStation in there and have NBA Live tournaments? I mean, come on.
Wow, look at this shit. That was a low blow. That was a low blow right there. That was a low blow right there.
Shit.
I mean, but it would be nice if they did do that.
I'd bust your ass in it, though.
Play some Call of Duty. Yeah, you probably would, but I'd bust your ass in some Call of Duty. That's a man's game right there.
All right.
Xbox Live.
Hey, I'll bring the table, and we'll all go to Adelphia's to have E&J and play spades, all right?
Hey, yo, why do we get the shortest month in the year? Why do we get the shortest month in the year?
Do you have a punchline to this joke?
No, I'm asking you.
I don't know why I have the biggest dicks. I don't know, stop being picky. Hey, you got the friggin' president, all right? What else do you want?
Yeah, but he's not all black. He's half black.
You got the president of Magnum condoms. We can't even wear them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on that one.
I wear them when I'm cleaning. Yeah, they're sleeves. They're oven mitts.
Oh, God. Motherfuckers. Hey, yo, Ace, did you hear some song named I'm on a Boat?
Wow, no.
No. Yo, it's going to be up there, trust me. Hey, you're going to hear it.
I'm on a Boat.
Incredibad.
Yeah.
It's probably some white rock band or some shit.
No. Featuring Amistad. Hang on.
This guy said featuring Amistad.
Now, let's see if I can throw this and get this in the trash. Come on, what are you guys doing?
Motherfucker said featuring Amistad. I see I'm on a boat by T-Pain.
Yeah, T-Pain's in it.
Oh, wow, they're actually not bullshitting. There's actually a fucking song called I'm on the Boat.
It gets ridiculous requests down here. Like, everybody in the clubs, on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like, how's the beat? First of all, who the fuck are these new cats?
Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.com, and I think it's on there. You can hear it.
And who actually requested? Like, little kids or?
Ah, no, no.
Oh, grown-ass people. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I'm about to fucking come out there, man. Y'all seem like y'all do it up. I got two vacations this year, too. One in September and one in May.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to do that. Yo,
Well, drinks are free, so you don't need to bring money for the club.
Yeah, you fine. Yo, if I come down here, I'm not bringing no money for no clubs.
Well,
I'm depending on y'all motherfuckers.
Don't be a lame pussy like Dre did.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Where's Billy the Kid?
Yo, I sent the motherfucker a text. He didn't answer the phone. He has another baby on the way. Motherfucker has three kids now.
We're going to call him instead of Baby's kids, Billy's kids. Billy the Kid.
Yeah, Billy's kids.
Yeah, hey, Billy the Kid, go gadget legs.
Ah, shit. Motherfuckers is hilarious, man.
I
yeah, what the fuck?
That Billy Kid was a Gloucester Township day and he tried to fight me.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He had a wooden cane. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he tried to fight me.
Yeah.
That
would
have been unfortunate for him.
Yeah,
that would have been bad for him.
Was he really trying to fight you?
Yeah. Yeah.
For why?
You have to understand, little people don't like big people now.
Well, he's mad at us because we're going to actually walk on the curb without jumping.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what we said to him there. We said, are you mad you're not tall enough to ride the ponies?
Oh, shit. You know how short midget ass are, you know what I mean? They're mad because we can get on all the big rides. They can't even get all the kiddie rides. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah,
only
hey,
females should be short.
I know. Hey, Belly Kid, nice glasses. Where's the nonfiction section?
Ah, oh, shit, yo. Hey, they coming at this nigga hardcore.
Where's he at?
Yeah, what?
Are you recording this or what?
Nah,
he's lost in the sauce.
It's so incredible.
I'm not looking at ass.
You drinking over there?
No, I'm looking at ass.
We got some Casser's vodka? Some Banker's Club?
Bankers Club. What's the drink of choice down there? Is it still Grey Goose and Red Bull or something else?
A Jägermeister, dude.
Nah, fuck that. I'm good.
No,
I'll pass.
No, you know, Patron.
Yo, what was that shit that you gave me the other day? Well, we went to the Club 27.
Patron. Yeah, I put you on your ass that night.
Yo, Ace.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers. First of all, I drank. I had a blue Long Island iced tea. I had two of those.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
bring
I.
Beach chair.
Yeah. And then I had Rat. He's like, yo, I'll get you a drink. I was like, yo, just give me a blue Long Island iced tea. All right, cool. I come back. I'm like, what the fuck is this? He said it's blue. Don't worry about it, little bitch. Now go drink your drink. So. I'm drinking this shit. It has a little cherry or something, like little flavors in there or whatever, like citrus something. So I'm drinking this shit. I'm like, yo, this don't taste like the shit I got.
Okay.
And the motherfucker wanted to tell me all night what it was. You know what you told me? It's funny. You told me that you was like, yo, you're not going to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I told myself I'll make it to work. Sure enough, I made it to work, and when I got to work, the lights were fucking with my eyes, so I did my store, went home, fell the fuck to sleep. Woke up 6 hours later.
Hey.
6 to 7 hours later.
It was Sprite and food coloring.
Fuck you, mom, we're not. Nah, that shit was no Sprite food color, though. Fuck that. It was some fucking poison, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Poison. Whatever it was, that shit made me promise to the Lord that I would never drink hard liquor again. Like, that shit put me on my ass. I threw up like a motherfucker. I had to get butt-ass naked and put the fan on. That's how fucking hot I was, man. I felt like a little bitch. I was curled up in my bed with my thumb in my mouth. And then when somebody would call me, I was talking like, hello. Yeah, no, I don't feel good. You know, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like a bitch.
You are a bitch.
Yeah, you know.
I know. You know what I mean?
Only on Fridays.
Just have Rocco drive you home. If you can.
Oh, negative. That won't go down.
Oh,
I'm good.
Down.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. And he was definitely... He was definitely making sure his homeboy was taking them drinks down.
He bought the whole rack of test tube shots.
The whole rack?
Yeah.
Just feeding it to him. Before he even down one, he had another one just waiting for him. Just feeding him. Feeding him.
Hang on. I have to talk on my radio show that I get paid for. Hang on.
Motherfuckers put us on hold. So we can listen to these bullshit ass radio stations.
Well, I'm so happy that this shitty show and not mine.
What happened?
I'm so happy that this shitty show and not mine.
Oh, fuck you, nigga.
Let's talk about your ass in the morning.
Yeah. We got 40 minutes left. Right now, we're live. This is actually supposed to be a Valentine's Day Latin Fever Friday. I was out of it. Like, I wasn't in the mood, dog. Like, shit wasn't working. My shit was freezing. I didn't get to download the shit I wanted. So I was like, fuck it. So now we live with Ace Money, Rat, and Puff. And your boy GQ, man. Yo, what was that club that we went to in Essington?
I'm wondering why the fuck you're calling yourself GQ.
Because I'm a fucking smooth motherfucker, that's why. JJ is dead. JJ died. You know.
GQ should die too.
Yeah.
Hey, GQ, get on a plane to Buffalo, huh?
Get on a plane to Buffalo?
Yeah, where the fuck did GQ come from?
Where'd it come from?
Yeah.
Renee.
Yeah, from my baby Renee.
Renee and Nadia.
Yeah. I wanted to smash Nadia, man.
No, y'all was
getting
a pussy.
Yeah, everybody else did.
Well, Billy the Kid did. Dre didn't, though. He was a little upset about that, too.
Yeah.
Now she dates white guys.
I've seen some of the girls Dre talk to. Oof.
Horrible.
Well, maybe if he ate a sandwich or two.
Yeah, she was a big bitch. I mean, well, big bitches is in, only for the wintertime. Only for the wintertime.
Not down here. There's no such thing as wintertime.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, therefore, big girls aren't popping at all.
No, big girls are in, too, down here. They stay in because people throw up. Today it was 80 degrees and sunny, not a cloud in the sky.
Hell. What about the wind?
No wind.
See, man, I'm fucking hating, man. That's some bullshit.
You have to understand, the girls that this guy on the phone,
yeah,
right here, Corey, he dates girls that are like 500 pounds.
I know. And most of them are just
like,
completely terrible.
Like, big.
Like,
where at?
He invites him into his room. He turns on his fucking lava lamp.
All I
sets
have to say
mood.
Is, JJ VIP?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know what y'all talking about. I'll plead the motherfucking fifth.
Oh, you get out of here.
Fat girl off?
Huh?
Hey.
Big girl.
Nah, I don't fight. Yo, dog. Dog, I would go in on her, though, dog. I would go in. I would break them jaws, dog. She's a big girl. She was a sloppy big girl, too.
Yep. She fucking used your bathroom, and you came out, and there were hair chips in the sink. She used your fucking razor to fuck your pick.
Now, you know they making that shit up, dog. They G'ing you on that one. They making that shit up.
And we're GQing them.
I mean, I'm a smooth motherfucker, yo.
Yeah.
You know that wasn't me.
Yeah, yo, you're so fucking smooth. Some Colombian girl with a fucking gimp. That's smooth.
Yeah, that was my baby, man. I love her!
Oh,
wow, my fucking computer actually wants to play now? The fuck is this?
What
do you have a word processor?
I don't know what the fuck this is. I think I got a virus from Gallo and...
That's it.
Yeah, so far this shit sounds... Damn, T-Pain is black as shit.
Hang on.
Yeah. Yo, this is no song. I'm on a boat. I might have to download this track, dog. You might want to try to download it for your shit, too. This shit is catchy. I like this shit. You can't stop me, motherfucker. I'm on a boat. You got a bunch of white men on a boat rhyming. Who the fuck are these people? They look like a cast from Superbad.
Incredibad. They're from Saturday Night Live.
They're from... Oh, okay. So, you know what I mean? I guess, you know. As long as you make motherfuckers laugh. Hey, yo, I got a question. Does Puff practice that laugh? Like, it seems like he practices it in the mirror at home.
That's your real laugh? Yeah.
Okay. So you know motherfuckers know you by that laugh, so if you fuck that laugh up, motherfuckers be like, ah, he's a lame.
Yeah.
It is what it is, though.
Did Ace give up on the show, or what?
Oh, Ace?
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, I'm there.
I'm looking for his insight. What are you looking at, X-Tube over there?
Not
what do you think?
X2. Yeah, I can't point. He did get his internet back on, so he might be looking at some porn.
Oh, yeah. He's backed up.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I tell you another good. Where's the party taking you tonight? GQ.
I mean, ain't shit really popping off. I mean, I'm probably going to get on my Xbox 360 and,
That's how you do it.
Do a little bit of Xbox Live.
Drink some E&J.
Nah, I don't drink that shit no more. I'm probably going to light up.
He's a fucking fire.
Hey, I mean, I'd rather be a pothead than an alcoholic.
Hey, Plies invited us over to smoke with him.
Who?
Plies.
He invited y'all to sleep with him?
Oh,
I thought that's what you said.
Hey, that joke was about as alive as Bernie Mac. All right, come on.
Oh, that's fucked up. Fucked up. That's just fucked up.
True.
So I got a question. Hey, yo, do fat people like small bitches, or do fat people like fat people? Like, I don't understand that. Like, how's that possible?
Prefer to Ace on this?
What?
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, shit. I said, in other words, what's the possibilities of a fat person?
Puff is 100 pounds and below.
100 pounds and below?
Yeah, he likes to feel like King Kong up there.
If you ain't 115 or under, I ain't talking.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I want to feel like I'm King Kong. And you're the little airplane circling me.
Wait, who, you Jibs?
Nah, so what about you? Skin and bones?
Jibs.
Actually, you can't end up. I ain't gonna point you out a little bit big.
Yeah? And you got a lot balder. What's the fucking difference?
Well, dog, that's below the belt. And you're coming at my hairline, man. I still can't find it. I'm still looking for it.
What do you mean? You can't miss it?
Hmm? I think I left it underneath my bed.
Yeah.
When I get off the radio tonight, I'm going to go there and go check it out.
You won't miss it. Your head's the Pontiac Silverdome.
Yo, you guys are fucking asshole. Yo, where can I get a throwaway phone so I can do prank calls?
You want to do?
I know, you know.
I prank all kinds of people, dude. I have phone numbers.
Oh, you got numbers I can prank?
Oh, yeah. Keyshawn Johnson's a real good time if you would like to prank call.
Yo, I want to do a fucking session when I do nothing but prank calls. I want y'all motherfuckers to be on there. I do some good shit.
Hey, crank anchors.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Only would be better.
When I come back into town, can we all meet up? Maybe go out to eat, lunch date? What do you think?
I mean, we can go out to eat. I don't know about that lunch date bullshit. We can definitely go out to eat. Pause. No homo. I got a question. Yo, do y'all motherfuckers be wearing like, life jackets and shit down there?
No.
I heard y'all be wearing, like, neon and shit. Neon green in your outfit. Looking like a fucking crossing guard.
That's the Shawnee style.
Oh, that's a Shawnee style shit?
He came down, like, 2 weeks ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He stayed in the hotel. He was dressed like he was going to an 8th grade dance.
He wants to move down here.
Yeah, he was dressed like his mom bought him clothes for Christmas. You know, and it's like the next day after Christmas, and he goes to the Echelon Mall.
Yeah.
And he rode the roller coaster in Exilorama.
Oh shit! Papa, look about. I used to work that shit in Exilorama. Oh yeah, I used to let motherfuckers in for free and shit. I ain't give a fuck. Hey, yo, Pop, what's up with your next-door neighbor? You still live over there?
No.
The one that was across the street from him.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Steve. He's dead.
Nah. Yeah, he's done for.
Yeah, he took a wrong turn. No, I don't think, no, they moved.
Oh, they moved? Oh, wow, they have a song called Jizz in My Pants. It's by the same people.
Story of your night tonight.
Huh?
It's your night tonight, huh?
Look at this.
With Jizz in My Pants.
Look at this family.
Yeah.
Up,
you peasy head bastards.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, where the fuck is 99.7 Man at?
Oh, he's
dying.
Taking care of his fat mama with cancer.
Oh shit, that's fucked up. So who's you got a new intern now?
Yeah, I got some ass on the line. I'm gonna call you up there.
You ain't got no ass, man. That's Pizza Hut on the other line, you fat bastard.
It's your mother, you crooked too. Fuck.
He says Pizza Hut calling. Oh, does he? Yeah, you're annoyed.
Yeah, he's a short, fat bastard. Mouth will look like Akon in the face and Bun B in the chin.
Got Domino's? I'm going to nickname him 5 for 5. What is it?
Oh, 5 for 5?
3 for 5 for 15.
Mama Mia?
Mama Mia? Oh, you mean a... you mean a fucking little Pizza Hut joint? Hey, yo. So, when's the best time to plan that trip? Because, I mean, I don't want to plan this fucking trip, and then y'all be like, oh, we're coming up to Jersey. I'm going to be highly upset. I won't be able to get my money back.
Nah, I won't be there in May. He should come in May. We're busy in May.
You guys should come when?
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my God.
You don't even know. No, I want to come up there Memorial Day weekend.
Down. We're down.
Now, I don't know when, but they ain't going to let me. You know how jobs are. Well, you know how real jobs are. I mean, what you have is not a real job, but, I mean, it's cool.
Why? Sorry, I don't stock Pepsi bottles.
Can I get dry Pepsi?
What happened?
I want my vanilla cream
soda. Oh, my God, that's the best soda I've ever had in my entire life, and you can't buy it down.
Hang on.
Yeah. Hit us up. Right now, we're live on 93.3 FLZ. That's in Tampa Bay. Rolling it down.
Partying continues. Yeah, night parade tomorrow. Don't forget your flashlights. And if you get any free candy from anyone while you're out there, make sure you bring it to your local... Hello?
Yo.
Well, I'm trying to hear this.
I thought y'all still talking.
All right, listen, I got to get out of here.
All right, man.
Hell Ace, Fat Power. No.
That was my boys, Rat and Puff. I used to work with them on Philly Q102. Now they work at 93.3 FLZ. They just show by to show your boy GQ some love, crack jokes, motherfuckers funny as shit, funny as white boys. And that was my cousin Ace Money holding it down. We have 26 minutes left. So without further ado, I'm going to bring some more, you know, Spanish love. You know, Noriega claims he's, you know, he's Spanish and, you know, Fat Joe is indeed Spanish. So why not lace y'all off with some, with both of them in the song? You know what I mean? So let's go. Fantastic Four. Keep locked. That's your boy GQ. I'm holding it down. Angry Bastard Radio. Sissy!
Yo, you'll never hear the rebuckle. These sweet suckles, scuffle over game of pinochle. Anything I put my money in, got to see double. That y'all wanna see trouble. You ran them out. I'm the type to cut a piece of soap, put on an amber style. Tell you track the handle down. Give me foul. Girls wanna know, can I smile? That's what they for, cause they met my balls right after I play ball. No wash up, no nothing. Hear what I say, y'all? Okay, y'all. XAJ, y'all. Turn the baddest bitch to scare y'all. Like Stacey Dad, he was eating Stacey ass at this other lady pad. To get it on, I had to call a better storm. But cut those car, y'all. Why y'all hope the dawn fall? But I come inside the tunnel, nigga, with Pope John Paul. Yo, them niggas on the wall front, they ain't no harm, y'all. Cause my crew would break each shoulder. I'm that nigga they talk about on street soldiers. Cause my street soldiers are heat holders and we rollers. Keep two bones and two phones and each rover. We all relaxing. Any beef, it's all reaction. Peace is all reaction. But I get bucked wild like Corey Jackson. Playing called off, cause y'all niggas got to get hauled off. Y'all all soft for smoking Nikolai, nigga like Volkov. Know what I mean, yo? Yo, it's the cream, girl, I seen though. I come fuck up your whole town like El Nino. I'm the hottest nigga you seen, yo. Jumping out of Lex 2 with Jimmy Jones right next to me in the best.
Non-believers. I roll with God, the squad, and TS. Out with the BS, we platinum, they even doubted Jesus. Niggas is 85% of 400 solid. Brain product with knowledge, cock, diesel, scholars. Holding it down, walking around with gold by the pound. Frozen and drowned with diamond bolters all in the crown. Talk of the town, soaking you down with toes till you drown. Ghost you and find your corpse to the force that'll open the ground. Say the jokes for the clowns, I'm on a serious tip to keep playing. And I get furious quick, and I'll take you for a walk through the ghetto. We can spark your metal, we get out nine and charged by the devil. I rep the burrow that mothered this rap shit. I used to clap shit, now I just stay back and Mac on some Mac shit. I used to have to pack a Mac and back of the act. Now I relax the stack, plan the blacks on the chat. It's like that, but don't think I won't kind of act. When niggas are strapped, I'm quick to lay a bitch on his back. I'm swift with the Mac, quicker than Kung Fu with the reflexes of a cat.
Talk about, huh? That's what we talk about. Dubs it. Talk about, huh? That's what we talk about. Dubs it. Talk about, huh? That's what we talk about. Dubs it. Talk about, huh? That's what we talk about. Dubs it.
That was a symphony without me on it. It ain't a symphony. My shoes shit on cats without Tiffany. N-R-E. I just lay the heat. I don't complain about the track. Give me any beat. I get head in the whip on any street. I fuck with Clue of a cat's mistake. I've been fucking with Clue since he made 60 minute dates. We got mad bottles and crushed mini grapes. We from the hood and they from the hood. The difference is we get blacks that go double wood. We took the game right over at the time they could. Them niggas silly though. Knowing Nori lay pretty low. But them niggas is mo. Just like the Maxwell video. I got 2 albums and 2 cars. And now bitches on my dick cause I tick of the bars. Dug down first lady. The motherfuckers ain't live. Don't control the street. I sold 163,000 on my first week. That mean I got more fans than you. Bigger plans than you. We buy real coke, get grams in blue. Hey, yo, the president is like me. He smoke weed too. Don't really like the fuck he does. Get head too. Stick a broom in your butt. Tell you go ahead, boo. Dogged out motherfuckers like the rest of the crew. Cannabis, Cameron, and Punisher too. And the beast usually done by Duro and Clue.
Who the hell wanna battle? The ill mathematical. My motherfucking brain is IBM compatible. Like the flu when I vomit. My style's like AIDS, cause don't nobody want it. Niggas frontin' like they hard, but I'm a street fighter like Jean-Claude. And I split the shit bar right down the middle. Play you like a fiddle. I got a fetish for titties, I nibble on the nipple. Then trespass on your property like Monopoly. Subdue your crew and beat that ass properly. Welcome to the Desert Storm annual extravaganza. Crew rolls deeper than the car, rides on Bonanza. I feed off weed natural energy sources. Lyrics are more power than the horses they put in portage. Can't be tested or F with, I'm too reckless. I chop off heads just to take the necklace. The type of cannabis is side effectless. The type of shit to get the question mark man arrested. Take your face of action, flip like reciprocal fractions. Turn the heat up on MCs to watch they meat black. You try to get fly, you get electrified and fried. And fuck around and get your mouth slapped dry. You could batter me and possibly survive, but you could never see me and walk away without a black eye. Word up, hops, Illuminati, call the cops. And if the cops ain't trying to see me, the cops call SWAT. Score your whole squad with bullet scars, no hold barred. I leave the hassle to National Guard, ready or not, like the Fugees. Cool speed stepping to me, but I wipe them all out like booty. So unruly, the police don't say nothing to me. It don't matter whether they on or off duty. I murder you brutally when I spit at you. My actions are unforgivable, look at what Illuminati did to you. The maximum lyrical nigga, you minimal. There's a big hole in the desert, I told the men and blew the dick for you. Motherfucker, Illuminati 98.
DJ, DJ, the professional, 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 professional. What's what? What's what? What's
what? Welcome back. It's your boy GQ holding it down, Angry Bastard Radio. Latin Fever Flavor Friday. The station I let you speak in mind. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 9 p.m. We're also doing preparations for V-Day. The do's and the don'ts on what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Now, I actually spoke to this Spanish woman earlier today. She said, Valentine's Day, fuck that. She said, and this is coming from a female's point of view. She said, a smart thing for guys to do is just to break up with a girl a week before Valentine's Day. But I don't think that's going to work because a lot of women catch on to that. And it's a little too late for that anyway, fellas, because Valentine's Day is tomorrow. It's also Friday the 13th. I actually wanted to go see Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th, which happens to be today, the 13th of February. Did I get to see it? Nah. Am I going to get to see it? Nah. So, no. Give a fuck. We're getting into this Latin gossip. Letting you Latin people out there know what the fuck is going on out here in the Latin world. Let's see. I'm in the process of looking for some shit right now. Okay, we got Gabby Spanik. Gabby Spanik. Is Gabby Spanik? I think that's what it is. Accused of not being a good sister. As you all know, Daniela Spanik was in a coma for some time after suffering a brain hemorrhage. Danny's husband accuses her sister, Gabby Spanik, of not being there for Daniela while she was hospitalized. He tells Exclusiva that Gabby never calls and didn't even offer to help at all with the expensive hospital bills. Gabby released a statement saying that her main priority is her son right now and that she misses her sister. So she can't call just because she has a baby. Gabby always seemed like the selfish type to us. She probably hated the fact that the media focused on Daniela when she was hospitalized. Don Omar's cover art for Virtual Diva. Oh, wow. Don Omar actually looks black in this picture. It says, check out Don Omar's brand new cover of his latest single, Virtual Diva. We're Big Don fans, but something about this picture seems a little off to us. Yeah, it looks black. That's what it is. Don't be hating Spanish race. Don't hate. Doesn't he look a little, doesn't he look a bit too pretty? either way, Pretty Boy or not, we're looking forward to his album, which is due to come out in April. For those of you that haven't heard the track by Don Omar, Virtual Diva, whatever the fuck it is, I'll play it real quick, and then, you know, when I get the chance to take it off, I'll take it off. This shit is alright, you know what I mean? It's pretty smooth. But like I was told, the motherfuckers that do reggaeton out in the U.S., where it's really popping is Puerto Rico. So it's like out in Puerto Rico, I heard they don't even really listen to Don Omar and the Daddy Yankees and shit like that. Like, they listen to motherfuckers that are out there doing their thing. So it's like, we think we actually heard reggaeton, but when in doubt, reggaeton ain't really, it's just like reggae. Like, you listen to some reggae, you're like, okay, no doubt. But when you go to Jamaica, you hear that exclusive shit. And that's just pooting on motherfuckers' desire. Anyway, this is Don Omar's brand new single, Virtual Diva. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ.
La cima de un beso en un brinco suicida, su fuente de energía cautiva mis sensores, pues no hay quien la controle, cuando baila incendia, tiene dentro esa chispa que quema transistores. Con la batería, su técnica, su modelo vino con cintura plástica, con los movimientos de la mujer biónica.
She's on fire.
Se encendía, con la sangre ahí prendía. Hoy no quiere ver la luz del día, no trajo brújula, esta noche anda perdida. Su sistema seductivo calentándose, mientras que su frecuencia está sintiéndose, su fluido corporal está portándose, robótica en la pista está luciéndose.
Me agotó la batería, su técnica. Su modelo vino con cintura clásica, con los movimientos de la mujer biónica. Tiene algo de robot en su táctica. Me agotó la batería, su técnica. Su modelo vino con cintura clásica, con los movimientos de la mujer biónica.
Jean. Jean. Hello?
Ah, shit. You know what sucks?
What sucks?
I'll tell you what sucks. Marijuana is a drug. It definitely is. You know why is it?
No, my phone, something happened to it. I couldn't hear nothing.
No, my phone was on mute. And I just got done reading off, like, three stories back to back. And I'm thinking that, you know, the shit is unmuted. Like, I even said some shit. I was like, I wish, you know, someone was Spanish. They could help me out with this, because they know what the fuck he just said in Spanish. Don Omar. And I'm noticing that you wasn't responding. So I was like, all right, well, maybe she doesn't want to be on the radio. So I continued talking. And I'm like, what the fuck? So you say G. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And I'm like, what up? And you're not talking. I look at the phone. My phone's muted. So for a good 5 to 6 minutes, I'm talking to myself. It's a fucking damn shame. Marijuana is definitely a drug.
Yes, definitely. But I heard they were going to legalize it, and I hope they do.
Oh, yeah? When did you hear that?
I don't know. My sister told me that it was on the news. And I hope that they do legalize it, because, shit, you walk by the spot, and they'd be like, yo, purple, blue, orange, all different color bags. You'd be like, nah, it's okay. I just got done buying me a whole box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prices are going to go down, and that sucks for them, but it's...
Yeah, but see, when they legalize it, it's probably going to be, like, the bullshit, though. Like, you can't get off the corner, but there's going to be some, like, bullshit.
Yeah, but you can get that good stuff off the corner, though, so...
Yeah, you're right.
Either way.
Fucking... This computer sucks. You're going to have to help me out with this shit. Is it Chiavelli Iglesias? Chiavelli Iglesias accused husband of being abusive. Chiavelli Iglesias, daughter of Julio, had denounced her husband a few years back for being verbally abusive against her. The worst part is that he apparently did it in front of their kids. Chiavelli and her husband are still married, and they didn't want anyone to know. Oops. So much for that. Nobody knew about the incident until it was revealed on the show. We hope that they are still together, because this was only a one-time thing, and not because she puts up with his crap. And then they got Alex Rodriguez goes back to Cynthia. You know who that is?
Mm-mm.
It says, apparently the Stairway drama depicts a Madonna with her Brazilian pet, and the she-male rumors are all too much to deal with alone. Hell no. Cynthia make him beg. Have him buy you lots of things and make him beg. Ah, fuck that. I don't be begging over nobody. Oh, man, Ricky Martin.
You're too hard for that, right?
Nah, I mean, I ain't too hard. I'm just like, I'll beg. Don't get fucked
you
up.
You really
but.
Care, and you know you make a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's my bad, you know, because, you know, sometimes you're mad and you don't really realize, but if it's my bad and then later on I catch on to it and you know that what you have was good, I beg, shit. If it was good like that, I beg. I don't care.
Long
as I get it back.
Mm-hmm. Ricky Martin's supposed, where it says, Ricky Martin's supposed daughter wants to sing. Ricky Martin looks like Tony Almeida from 24. As most of you know, Ricky Martin has a supposed daughter in Monterrey, Mexico. Well, throughout the years, we have heard many things about this mystery girl and her mother, but nothing that clearly defines Ricky as the dad. Well, the girl, who is now 14 years old, is once again in the spotlight. For what, you ask? She has announced that she wants to be a singer. Of course she does. Why wouldn't she?
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
No, it really doesn't. That's pretty much it for the fucking news. Yo, you want to hear a song? Name an artist.
Arcángel.
Who?
Arcángel.
Hold on. Is that A-R-C-A-N-G-E-L?
A-R-C-A-N-G-E-L.
That's who you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smart ass. I actually have a track from him. Yeah! You thought I ain't had that track. Let's go. Straight off the request lines.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back. Make sure, I don't know if we're going to do a show tomorrow. We might do like a little Valentine's Day thing tomorrow. I don't fucking know. I'll probably play all, like, lovey-dovey tracks. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to play. But, fucking, keep it locked. It's Angry Bastard Radio. It's your boy GQ. We got the lovely, sexy Puerto Rico holding it down. She actually decided to call up and, you know, show some love. We actually got 10 seconds, so hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for showing all the support that you've done. And happy Friday 13th, everybody. Hey, Puerto Rico, you want another track?
Yeah.
All right, by who?
We sing Yandel, WISIN, Y.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Is there a certain track that you want? It doesn't matter.
Just put any. Take a good pick. Guess.
Good pick? All right. A good
one.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good one. Let's see, Fuck it. I'll do this joint right here.
Put it in reverse. Come on, my chatra, my chatra. I'ma hit it till it squirts. Come on, have you screaming? Ay, baba.
Ay, mama. Ay, mama. A good track?
No, I don't like Pitbull. I hate Pitbull. Anywhere Pitbull is at, I don't like it.
What about this right here? Let me get to it. What about this?
Yeah.
Tito, El Bambino.
Dímelo. Woo! My shit!
We're going out to all the Puerto Rico out there.
Big shout out to Puerto Rico! It's hot as a motherfucker down there. This song is going out to all you motherfuckers out there. All you sticky ass niggas, especially Queen Puerto Rico, on the phone right now. Going to have everybody out there holding it down. Let's go, Puerto Rico.
I'm high and I'm jamming, man. I wish I could be in the jamming right now.
Silly. I'm making fun of my accent. Mm-hmm. I want to hear you sing the chorus.
I don't know the song.
You don't know the song?
No. I just like the vibe and some of the stuff that it's on, but I don't know the song.
Mia, mia. Mia, mia, mia.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Queen, left to right, left to right, left to right, left to right.
vive el oro. Mía, mía, mía.
Discrimination.
Discrimination, man.
You gotta put the shout out back on. Just put it back on. Leave it on for a little bit.
All right, fuck it. I'll leave it back on. Shout out to y'all niggas. You know, big shout outs to.
See, at least I love the family.
Huh?
At least I love the family.
Word. And big shout outs to the hustle man. Big shout out to the weed man. Gotta definitely say big shout out to him. Big shout out to Duchess and Black and Miles. Big shout out to that. Big shout out to the big bitches that are that have belly shirts on in the middle of winter in New York City. And that's pretty much it. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. This is Latin Fever Night. It would have been a lot better, but it's just that, you know, I really pretty much got off of work and I'm playing myself because I actually have one more store. I have to get there before 10 before they close and say, oh, nobody came and packed this out. And that's pretty much it. So I want to hold all you people down out there. Thank you for showing us Angry Bastard Radio love. And keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, I sound tight, the motherfucker. Big shout out to everybody that has a Valentine. I ain't got one. So, you know. Fucking.
I thought you said you was mine and I was yours. You
told me. Oh, well. No, I was not. I mean, yeah, you are mine. But it's like, you know, you don't, You find that bullshit. You're like, ah, that's bullshit. Who cares? But, yeah, as of right now, or actually as of, you know, ever, you know, you are my Valentine. So, fucking happy Valentine's Day.
And to baby love.
Hope you get everything that you want. Because you deserve it. And, big shout out to Pepsi. I definitely got to big them up. And, shit, that's pretty much it. I saw this Pepsi commercial the other day. Shit was funny. Like, this one guy, he was swinging a golf course, but he was winding it back. And as he was winding the golf club back, he smacked the guy in the head. So he went to go hit the ball. And when he did the full, you know, the full sweep, he hit the guy in the head again. And then the guy was like, I'm good. This other guy, he's like, is the electricity off? He's like, yeah. So he puts his finger in a socket, and the guy thinks that he's saying, yeah, turn it on. So he turns it on, and he flies away from the circuit breaker, smacks his head into the wall, and falls down, wakes up and says, I'm good. Like, fuck. This is one of those commercials you have to see. Like, this shit is fucking hilarious. But I'm out of here. Peace out, baby love.
Mwah.
Mwah. I might be hearing from PR tomorrow. If she's high enough, she'll be on the show. Hopefully I can get her on the show on the Valentine's Day. I don't know how good that's going to be, but it'll be the shit. We'll be on it, but I don't know how smooth I'm going to have to be in order to get her on there. But we'll work with it. Take care. Love, peace, and chicken grease. And the side of coconut milk. We out of here.